This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. When Detroit native Melissa Gruneau decided to write her memoir, Realizing River City, she didn't give much thought about how much she would have to expose the most vulnerable parts of herself and her life. It was only later, in hindsight, that she fully realized she had written about a series of abusive relationships.
It's important to say that the book is less a story about finding Mr. Right and more a story about personal validation. Mm. And for me, my life, the bulk of my 20s was spent trying to find value in myself in relationship to others, and in particular, relationship to men, many of which were not that great to me. So I do have a lot of women who will read the book and come back and say, wow, I thought I was by myself. I thought I was alone. I didn't realize anyone else had ever been through this. Thank you for providing a platform for me to kind of share my own story and understand my own struggles. I've also had women who have said, you know, I never have experienced anything like that, but you telling your story so openly and so honestly has given me the courage to also tell my own stories and to stand on my own two feet as a woman of certainty in a very uncertain and unstable world. And, you know, I didn't set out to write the book in a way where it was going to be an inspiration to other women. I'm glad that that's been the case, and it's been such a blessing for me to hear that kind of feedback. But in the moment of it happening, and in the process of my life of living with these men, I too felt very isolated and alone and very ashamed and closeted in a way, because oftentimes women are blamed for being victims. You know, the response is, well, why didn't you leave? Why didn't you just break up with him? Why didn't you just tell him no? And it's not that simple when you are being psychologically controlled in an isolated and scary environment.
The battered woman syndrome.
Right? And I was never the kind of person who would have looked in the mirror and said, I am an abused woman. In fact, I would have absolutely, with all certainty, said, no, of course not. You know, I'm in a difficult relationship. But it's other people who have identified the fact that the situations in those relationships were abuse. And more so than I really spell it out on the page, I think other people kind of draw those conclusions. And that tells me that being battered and being victimized by the people who are supposed to love you is a very complex and disheartening psychological trap that, unfortunately, a lot of women have experienced, even those who seem to be strong and independent on the outside.
Were you surprised in the process of writing your memoir at looking at yourself and going, oh my gosh, how could I have done that? Now that I've got some distance, some objectivity, and looking back at that, were there moments of surprise for you?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting I've heard this is true for other people, but when I'm writing a story about something I went through, the more I write about it, the more I remember.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I asked Gruneau about the challenges of writing a memoir and why she chose that genre.
Even though I was always a writer, I was pushed into writing fiction and in poetry to some extent, because those are really the only two genres that my writing coaches and my teachers really were familiar with. But I always based my work on personal experience or personal desire or what, you know, alternative versions of my life. And so for me, when I kind of evolved as a writer and started writing as an adult, memoir came far easier for me. I like to joke that I'm not a creative person. And so to pull people and events and scene and setting out of thin air, to me, just seems an impossible task to make it come off as realistic. So it wasn't really a challenge in terms of writing about my life. It really is something you have to be hope into, at least. It becomes abundantly clear to a reader when you're holding something back. And I think that it takes a lot of processing and self-awareness to say, okay, I'm going to crack myself wide open on the page because I'm doing this for something bigger than myself. And that's the art and the craft of writing. And so if you're going to pursue writing and memoir specifically, that's kind of a side effect, kind of a thing that's just kind of goes along with the territory. You don't really get a choice. And as far as, you know, writing about people in my life, you know, for the most part, I've had friends and stuff say, you know what, I just go for it. I trust you. Write the story you need to write, because they know that ultimately it's my story and nobody is portrayed more openly, honestly, and more vulnerable and even more of a fool than I am in my own work. I'm the most fallible character in my book, and anybody who reads it is going to see that the goal that I'm seeking, you know, self-discovery and truth, and not treating it as an opportunity to expose the deepest, darkest secrets of the people in my life.
And your book has been receiving some recognition. Congratulations on that. And go ahead and tell us what that recognition has been.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so the book came out in February of 2016, and it was published by an independent press in Canada. So it's starting to pick up some momentum now, and I'm pleased to note that the Independent Author Network, which is an international organization, I first identified it and named it a finalist in its memoir and first book nonfiction categories. And then it was selected as outstanding memoir. So it kind of moved up to the second phase of that award series. And then finally, it was just named second place nonfiction in the Independent Author Network Book of the Year Awards. So
wonderful.
I'm really, really pleased about that. And I've had some other writing that's been recognized recently, too. One of my essays that will be in my next collection, titled We're All Mad Here, was just recognized in the 2016 Best American Essays as a Notable Essay, which is the first time that I've been listed in that collection. So it's an exciting time, and it's nice to be read and those stories to be connecting with people, because you know, writers are nothing without their readers.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Melissa Gruno, the author of Realizing River City. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.